Hello, my name is Father Ryan Furlong, and we're back once again with our podcast, Why Do We? And today we'll be talking about why do we have a year of St. Joseph? You may have heard that yesterday Pope Francis declared that beginning with the Immaculate Conception yesterday, December the 8th, and extending to the Immaculate Conception in the year 2021 will be the year of St. Joseph. And this corresponds to the 150th anniversary, where St. Joseph was named the universal patron of the Church, of the Catholic Church. Often St. Joseph gets ignored when compared to, of course, our Blessed Lord and our Blessed Mother. But St. Joseph, the foster father of Christ, taught many lessons to our Lord Jesus. He taught him how to be a man, how to craft a trade. He was the father on earth to our Lord, and he was obedient in the dream to the angel to take Mary into his home and together raise the child Jesus. Saint Joseph is the patron of many things. He's the patron of priests. He's the patron of workers. And we see in the wisdom and the obedience and the quiet reflective peace of St. Joseph, a model for our faith, a model for our Catholic faith, to be obedient to the will of the Lord, to not insert our own will into what the Lord has planned for us. St. Joseph, this model of the Church, this model for us, is a person we can draw upon this year to intercede for us, to intercede for our Church, which so desperately needs a renewal of faith in these trying times. We look to St. Joseph this year as the universal patron, as our patron, and we look to him to intercede for us on our behalf to the Lord. This is Father Ryan Furlong, and you joined us today for another episode of Why Do We? God bless you.